remember two things. Law, lawful, and legal. Everything they do to you is legal. It may be unlawful, but they have the gun, and it's legal. So there is no point in standing up there with your assault weapon. They will kill you. That's why they want to get your guns. They won't even have to bother with it. So the next question comes, yes, but, you know, they supplied all these children with guns. The drug traffic, the criminals all have guns. They'll still have the guns, and crime will increase. Yes, it will, briefly. And then I will tell you, they will come in with a pulse system, and they will kill all those children, and you will lose an entire generation of young black men. It is planned. It is on the drawing board. They will wipe out those ghettos. That is the way they plan to get the guns then from those criminals. Because you see, these kids are not really criminals. And you're going to have to face the fact, and I would wish that there would be time. I wish we had 4 days, 5 days, 10 weeks. It is that incredibly important. You are going to find that your own government, Bush, George Bush, had the biggest drug cartel in the world. And out of the Golden Triangle, it is operated and run by Richard Armitage. That now, Mr. Bush wants as his head, chief of staff of his advisor board. Actually, what he wants is Armitage over in the head of the CIA. To get Armitage into the head of the CIA and Gates into the position of head advisor, which is what he wants, he's got to arrange it so that Gates, who is up again for head of the CIA, somehow declined again. You see, it didn't pass before. At which point, the second one they put up will be hugged and loved and brought in. And then he can put Gates as his head advisor on a security team, and he's got the whole ball of wax. Now, when I met with Colonel Wright, I always expect this. I will not respond to silly, foolish, I'm going to text you. Are you there or are you not? I have nothing to prove. I don't care whether you appreciate me, like me, believe me. It's nice if we can get along. I have a mission. You have a mission. Colonel Grice is the most decorated military man. He was a Green Beret, the original. He was Mr. Rambo. He has a lot of pinups to make. I don't care what a man was. It only matters what a man is. And if your Constitution of the United States of America falls, your world is gone. And then I really have to get busy. I would pause while we welcome.
This is Miss Judith.
Hello.
Hi, Judith.
Hi. Judy is going to have to understand. She's already experienced me. I yell a lot. And Judy has a little bit of problems with all of this. Just as Karen and Desiree did. somehow there's always a perception, simply because I think we use the word he, because that's a generic term that you once conjured up, that somehow we are not quite fair and equal to women. Believe me, if I'm going to be unfair, it's going to be to the men. I like the ladies.
And Bud Clark has come.
Bud also knows me, so I certainly welcome you both. Georgia and Desiree should be here soon. We have just watched Howard Freeman's dissertation on the law. Bud is, well, I don't want to assume something. You see, I know, and therefore I very often put Dormer's foot in her own mouth. Let's just say he could be your investigator. So you don't need Hatton as much as you need an interchange one with another, with one exception. I almost need the entire day just to bring you into some kind of balance with me and the urgency and the incredible importance of what you are here to do. Now, David will sit and say, well, here I am an accountant. I don't know how in the world I did get into this. Forget it. He paid enough attention to point out a fallacy. And actually, I'm a little relieved to find I've not made an incorrect statement, only to find that the government caught it and corrected it. And I'm going to remind you once that now the pressure is getting heavy enough against them that they are working faster and faster and faster to try to correct the inadequate documents that go out. You won't find as many technical errors on them as you did. And the print in some parts, voluntary, for instance, will get a smaller, or won't appear at all. It'll be worded some other way. And you'll only find it in the code, of which you will not be taught about in any court of law. They are working now to pull all the banks totally into the cartel. That will funnel them into the Global World Bank. It already functions that way. Know that everything we talk about already functions as is. And slowly they have been able to bury everybody who spoke legally against it, lawfully. They just sock them into prison, hoping to shut their mouth. They can't do that anymore, so they have to move faster and faster and faster to get control of you. And they're just about ready. Now, they can either get control of you and then collapse the system when it's more convenient for them, or if you get out of control, they fully intend to pull down the economic system. So you're going to have to face the fact that you are in the middle, on the crescendo of the wave of the chaos. Just know in your mind that from a legal judiciary standpoint, they've got the courts controlled. But they have worked with every vacancy to fill it with one of their own. Now, you have an advocate here. Don't ever underlook. These are not good words on mine. Don't overlook what some of these adversaries of yours can do for you. You have to remember something about Jason Brent that only the ones in this little community would know about, and most of them will not. While he was running for for continuing in the judge, you see.
Re-election.
She's giving me a little bit of static. I utilize her words, her vocabulary. Let me bring her back into a little bit of calmness. You see, these are very interesting, very personal conversations that we're having right here. It's very hard for her not to want to participate. That's very, very human. And she's very gracious to allow my energy flow. You see, in this instance, this again, don't misunderstand when I say I get to be puppet master. She has agreed and relinquished that. So I can send sensors, triggers. I can trigger her nervous system. And when she becomes very curious about what I'm saying, because I do require that she get her lessons also. When she comes back to you, she will have probably absorbed more of the information because now I've stored it in her data system. But I also must use her data system. And she gets completely preoccupied with the subject and forgets to give me the words. And that's understandable. This is growth for all ones. She's a translator, no more, no less. Ulrika would not think one moment, neither would Krishyama, to be in a room right where they are and somebody is speaking German and the rest of the room does not understand it. They would be very happy to translate for you. That's what it is. I send a pulse system, a pulse, universal pulse code. And she is trained to recognize it. And she simply becomes a translator. And it's easier to accept this if you spend any time with her at all in a daily life situation. But we don't have time for all that. So now we'll get back to the subject. We've got her back into what I like to call balance. Judge Jason Brandt was running for re-election. And they were having debates between the two candidates. And the other candidate, Mr. Quinlan, resided in Ridgecrest, which is quite a little way from here, hour and a half or so. And it's all part of this municipal district. Well, Judge Jason Brandt, I cannot tell if it was error, stupidity, or arrogance, because he's a very arrogant, egotistical being. I am God's being. But he said he loved guns. He was against gun control. He loved guns. In fact, quote, I have an assault weapon that could wipe out everyone in this room in less than a second. You're going to have trouble getting Mr. Brent's gun away from him, you see. He's the kind that likes to go up to the compound for the wild animal hunt while it's tethered to a tree. Kill it. That's what you're dealing with. Put the wild animals into a compound like a corral and go shoot them from a jeep. Big deal. Big hunter. Big brave man. This is Jason Brandt. Man. But hold in your heart, he's against gun control. For the wrong reasons, as far as his personal feelings are concerned. But he's not going to get rid of them because he knows he's got a lot of enemies. Like Bob Stender, for instance. You see, only the politicians like him. only to corrupt and easily corruptible lawyers like him. So you need to know with whom you're dealing. And a man like that, with that kind of power, is now going to run again. He missed it once. He is going to petition again to become a Superior Court judge. Well, you see, with these kinds of political attachments, because yes, sir, you will find, there was discussion last evening, you're going to find that Jason Brandt from Shea and Bull Law Firm, one of the biggest in the world, was appointed to that municipal bench by Duke Machen, who was governor of the state of California, after Shea and Gould had paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to Duke Machen, at least 50,000 reported. The rest non-reported. You're going to find that the one completely involved with the let nicely retire Ronald Reagan groupie are going to come right out of that same political legal law firm with international ties. And you're going to find that they have a large investment in behalf, well hidden, for Ronald Reagan, whose ranch is right outside Santa Barbara. Little coincidence. You're also going to find that the entire West Coast is under the same network of criminals as Silverado, Lincoln Savings, in Santa Barbara. Neil Bush. Not to be confused with Jed, who is in Florida in real estate development and mortgage loans. And then little George Jr. has a big oil resource company in Bahrain, right off Saudi Arabia's newest oil find of pure sweet crude, the largest pool at this point in your world except for Russia. These are serious, serious connections to be made. This house is unimportant. Do I want all of you going out there and painting targets on your chest? No way, Jose. This is not a big campaign to unearth. It is something to allow to be revealed for you to get your confirmation and see if you can get beyond the cover-up enough to even get information, because they use their own tools and you must learn to use them, because they have made them legal. The laws of the land, remember? You must function in Caesar's world, if you want to call it that, at least as well as Caesar's troops. As you have sorted yourself aside and made yourselves the target, this is the method by which the adversary sorts you. And if you're a troublemaker, this is the way they get rid of you. So you stay small. You don't go have the biggest Nevada corporation in the entire world. You have 100,000 little bitty ones. Little bitty ones. And if you get more than 8 employees, go start another one. Because they set up the laws in Nevada to cover the mafia, who, I might add, gets the major portion of the drug money that comes in here under the guise of your United States government, right from the field into your military air bases. They ship it right out of Costa Rica, right into Homestead. And I do yell a lot. And it really upsets her later when she tries to speak. It's called passion. You better get passionate. I've been accused of being on a soapbox. Oh my God. You don't know how close you are. That detergent is going to wash you right down the drain. Yes, I'm passionate. I have a lot of people. I have a lot of people to bring home. And I'm sent with a mission to bring the truth. Regardless of who likes it, who doesn't like it, that is not my problem. I have a commission to bring the truth. You ones have taken and offered, and your service was accepted. You can always take it back. That is your right. There is no force. But you have an opportunity to leave a legacy to a planet. My responsibility is to bring it to you. You scatter it out as best you can. That's your responsibility in that portion. There are many things planned. Motion pictures, studios right here, outside the grasp, you see, of their control. Because there is not one fragment of the media, including your Trinity Broadcasting System, your Christian religious broadcasting system, that is not totally 100% controlled. Well, won't they shut you down? They will try. But a lot can be put out there to waken up a lot of people. And when you get the masses rolling, you are rolling against only less than 3% of the population of the world. And if you can keep your constitutional laws in effect long enough, you can do it, if you want to. You see, to me, Hepton, it's up to you. My commission is to bring the word and bring our people home. And if that means beam me up, Scotty, that's exactly what we will do. People are sorting themselves. Whether they want to hear what's in the journals or not is not your problem. It isn't even mine. Mine is to put it out there. And it would take hours and hours to explain these connections. You are the last hope for this planet. Now, are you saying, Hatton, that sitting in this room is the last hope for this planet? Ultimately, yes, I am. All of you are not sitting in this room. But I want to tell you from the few, come the many. One man can do it. And once you understand the energy structure of what God is and what you are and all of the relationship of this experience, you will understand exactly what I'm saying. Or at least you will be able to hear it and accept it. The planet's going to be emptied. Now, it can be emptied in many ways. The quickest is just to flip her on her axis. It's happened many times. Many, many times. You already have a polar magnetic shift. You're already slipping. All the BS about holding your ozone. All of those greenhouse effects is totally BS. They have made billions of dollars ruining your planet. They intend to make billions of dollars repairing it. Only they have no intention of repairing it. The new anti-pollution laws that look so good to you as earth-loving humanity are set out to destroy your industrial infrastructure in the United States of America. And they will do that through free trade. Already your industrial giants are elsewhere. The entire computer base of IBM is moved into one of the East Bloc countries. Open your eyes. That's all I ask. Don't try to figure out whether some invisible space creature is here telling you something. Open your eyes. See what's going on. Look at what they don't tell you. Reason. That's your gift. That is your gift. Reason to a human species. They are efforting to shut down the United States industrially, to move these magnificent corporations and manufacturing concerns into cheap labor areas. The intent is to render the masses helpless, to enslave you. These same groups have created the diseases to destroy you. And then they train you to go and behave in those patterns that make sure it spreads. You will have wiped out Africa for all practical purposes, period. Before just AIDS is done, if left in their control, will wipe out all of the undesirable elements that they consider undesirable. That is your drug group, your homosexual group, that they've trained you to do and supplied you with all of the mechanism to do it with. Because you see, they already have the antidote. They did not develop the disease until they had the antidote. But you won't get it. And one say, well, if you're such hot stuff, why don't you just give us the antidote? Now, wouldn't that be brilliant? And they'll be here with their assault weapons in the next 10 minutes, and you're not invincible. They don't plan for the shutdown and control of a globe without covering those little fragment facets out there. And it's wonderful now, as I spout it off, and these ones quiver, oh boy, this one's going to hit the fan. Oh, I don't know if we want to send this one. All you need now is to have a few come back, like Bo Bright, and a few just nice engineers go through just one tunnel at Yucca Mountain, where they intend to store billions of pounds of the most lethal substance on your earth. Those nuclear cores. And while you have plants that do nothing but produce plutonium for nuclear warheads and tritium, they're going to build more. And they're going to build them at the same sites that are now infecting your world, making radiation.